Welcome to the Awakening Together Sanctuary for our Sunday morning weekly gathering. And to those of you who are fathers, happy Father's Day. If you are listening on our internet broadcast, commonly known as Awakening Together Radio, the sound on the radio is very poor. We are aware of it. It's just that Ken is traveling this weekend, so there is no one at his house to attempt to resolve that issue. If I get time this afternoon, I will stop by and see if a reboot of the computer will work, but I'm not even certain I'll be able to do that. So what I recommend is coming directly into the sanctuary for the weekly gathering and our other events today, our other programs today. If you don't know how to come into the sanctuary, just go to awakening-together.org, click online sanctuary, how to enter the sanctuary. And I am our minister this morning, so again, good morning. Welcome to our weekly gathering. I'm also our admin this morning, so I've been wearing a double hat, but during the gathering, Barb will be the admin. So, Barb, thank you very much for doing that. We're going to begin by greeting one another on the board. And as we do that, I will play our traditional song, Awakening, with Deborah Primel and Mitten. So, good morning, everyone. Sorry. Here we go.
We are awakening to the calling of the mystic. Awakening in the flowering of the heart. Everybody. Melting into presence, overflowing effervescence, rising in
Again, good morning and welcome. Feels a little funny to me this morning because I am filling in for Ken as the admin. So I've been sitting here as the admin and now suddenly I'm the minister. It's a little funny. You know, usually I have time to mentally, I guess, become prepared to be the minister. And this morning it's like a fast shift. So it's a little bit funny. I noticed that Lisa says that she is north of Durango, Colorado, right now in Colorado. Her and her husband are touring Colorado. And I'll share a little more on this in a moment, but tonight we have an Awakening Together satsang, and our satsang guest, Craig Holiday, lives in Durango. What I'd like to do, first of all, just one more time, if you're tuning in to Awakening Together Radio in order to listen to the weekly gathering, the sound quality is very poor. We need to do some work on that radio machine, but there's no one at Ken's house right now to do that. So I recommend coming directly into the sanctuary if you can. I think the sound is better here in the sanctuary today. And we look forward to seeing you here. I'd also like to share our statement of purpose for anyone who may be new to Awakening Together. We are an assembly of equals joined in common purpose, awakening to one true self. Within an appearance of many faiths, many cultures, and many symbols, we seek to discern one truth and to rest in its embrace. I'm going to share some announcements before we get into the devotional part of our weekly gathering. First of all, as you may know, we are currently in election season, and we are electing two new members to the Member Board of Trustees. Ballots were sent out via email on Friday. Hopefully everyone received those ballots. If you didn't receive your ballot, check your junk folder, or your spam folder, or whatever it's called on your computer. If you still don't see your ballot, feel free to email me at reginadonakers@yahoo.com. That's probably the easiest email to remember, reginadonakers@yahoo.com. Or you could email me at regina@awakening-together.org. regina@awakening-together.org. Let me know that you did not get your ballot, and I will send it to you. One possibility is that you might think you're a member and you're not on the member list. That's already happened with one person. Last year we did every 3 years we re-up our members. Members need to re-up, and if somebody missed that announcement, they might think they're a member and they're not. But if you thought you were a member and didn't get a ballot, all you have to do is let me know, hey, I do want to be a member. I can put you on the member list and send you a copy of the ballot. So not a problem. Just let me know if you didn't get a ballot, and I'll check and put you on the member list if you aren't there. You may vote any time between now and July 3rd. I did check yesterday around midday, and we'd already had about 35 people voting, so that's really nice. Thank you very much. I noticed Kathy says she just found her ballot in the junk mail. And again, if you did not get a ballot, just send me an email at reginadonakers@yahoo.com or regina@awakening-together.org. And I'll make sure you're on the member list. If you're not, I'll add you to the member list and then send you a ballot. And you have until July 3rd to cast those votes. Also, as you all know, our fall retreat is coming up October 20th to 29th. We've been announcing this fairly regularly for quite a while. But now, today, we set here at June 18th, which means we're only 2 months away from August 15th. And August 15th is when our early bird discount ends. Now, the way our early bird discount works is that you pay in full by August 15th and you get that discount. And the reason for the early bird discount, you know, we obviously love giving the discount to you, but we had another reason to put in the early bird discount too. And the reason for that is that we need to recommit to the conference center how many rooms we expect to use. And, of course, we will be required to pay for rooms whether we use them or not. So by August 15th, if we can get a number of people registered and committed, well, then we are much better at estimating the number of rooms we need. What will happen on August 15th if we don't think that we're going to fill up the place, because right now we have the entire retreat center reserved, every room. So if we don't think we're going to fill up the places, we will drop some rooms from our contract. And then they will be able to rebook those rooms. So it's really helpful to us if we know by August 15th, or at least if we have a good idea of who's coming. Now, we always keep some rooms because there's always some people who register after. But again, if we have a small amount of people registered by August 15th, we may drop a lot of rooms, and those may be given to someone else. So if you are able to register and pay in full by August 15th, that's great. You'll get the early bird discount. But if you're not able to register and pay in full by then, but you know you want to come, even registering and paying your deposit is helpful to us, because we'll know then. We'll have a better idea about how many people are coming by August 15th, and we'll be able to give a better estimate to the retreat center. So 2 months away, still plenty of time. But just want to make sure people are aware of that date that is coming, because as you know, time flies, especially in the summer for some of us. I know I'm extremely active in the summer. Summers in Colorado are very precious, and we take advantage of every moment. And before we know it, the summer is over every year. You can learn all you want to learn about our fall retreat if you go to awakening-together.org, click on events. You'll actually see two events there. The first one is an event being offered by One Mind Foundation in early October. I'm a speaker at that event, so you could check that one out as well. That will be held in North Carolina. And then the second event on the menu is the Awakening Together Fall Retreat. That's our annual fall retreat that I'm referring to now, with the August 15 early bird deadline, and that is held in Colorado Springs. And I am also one of the speakers there, but we also have Gina Lake, Bob Ferguson, and Tess Hughes at the Awakening Together Fall Retreat. And just to let you know, there will not be a fall retreat at the Franciscan Retreat Center in Colorado Springs next year. Instead, we're going to be offering a pilgrimage to Israel. And we don't know for sure, because, you know, the future is so uncertain. We don't know for sure that we will return to that Franciscan Retreat Center. It's possible, but it's possible not to. Some other ideas are starting to crop up, maybe smaller retreats throughout the year rather than one big one. So we'll see what happens. But just to let you know, sometimes people get to expect things. They think it's going to happen every year, every year, every year. And I just want to say also, that's not for sure, so make sure that you know that. Maybe, but maybe not too. I also want to point out that next Sunday is our movie discussion group, and our movie this month is Little Buddha. And if you're in the Gentle Healing group, you know how we have homework every week for Gentle Healing. This Tuesday night, I will assign the homework for the upcoming week. And just kind of as a heads up, that homework is going to be the movie Little Buddha. So, you know, if you get a chance today and today feels good for you and you want to watch it today, you now have a heads up. You know that's the homework. And it's also the movie we're going to be discussing next Sunday night. It is available on YouTube for free. And in fact, you can find it in the Gentle Healing playlist. If you go to the Awakening Together YouTube channel, go to the playlists, and then go to the Gentle Healing playlist, you'll find Little Buddha in that playlist. It's also, I'm sure, available in some other places, like possibly Netflix or something. I haven't really checked. Jacqueline might know. She might be able to type it in. But I do know it's available on YouTube, because I made sure of that before I signed it as homework for Gentle Healing. As I briefly mentioned before, tonight is our monthly satsang. Reverend Jacqueline Eckert will interview Craig Holiday. Craig is a meditation and spiritual teacher. He's trained in the yogic and Buddhist traditions, and he's also a licensed professional counselor. He travels frequently, offering non-dual meditation workshops, retreats, and satsang. Craig presents on spiritual topics at the Science and Non-Duality Conference, at yoga festivals, churches, and Dharma centers. He is the author of Fully Human, Fully Divine, and has been featured on Buddha at the Gas Pump. His work is dedicated to the discovery of our innate divinity and the expansion of compassionate action. He works in a way that addresses our everyday suffering as a doorway to our inherent freedom and empowerment. He meets with individuals locally at his office in Durango, Colorado, and he also meets with individuals from around the world on Skype. And also, just as a heads up, in one of the upcoming weeks with Gentle Healing, the homework is going to include some Craig Holiday videos on YouTube. So he's someone else that you're going to be getting to know through Gentle Healing. But you can get to know him tonight at the Satsang, which begins at 7:30 Eastern Time, which is 4:30 Pacific. And then going back to Little Buddha, next week's movie, I noticed Jacqueline has typed in Little Buddha is available on Amazon, iTunes, and YouTube. So that's the movie of the month and the movie of the week. My last announcement is that tonight will be part three of my mini-series, which is going over the Elie Ruzdar audio again 1 year later. That will be immediately following the Satsang with Craig Holiday. So the Satsang again starts at 7:30 Eastern, 4:30 Pacific, and then my mini-series begins at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. And that concludes our announcements. So, what I'm going to do now is play our opening song as we transition into the devotional part of our weekly gathering. This song is from one of my favorite movies, Brother, Sun, Sister Moon. It's by Donovan, and it's called Island of Circles.
Birds are singing sweet and low from the trees that gently grow by the silver river's flow on this lovely day. To the meadow there go I, to wander as the butterfly. How the flowers please my eye on this lovely day. I wish it could be always. Life is easy on such a day. I wish this peace on everyone on this lovely
day. Picked that song because today we are going to be looking at the circus and the meadow from the teachings of Inner Ramana, and that song really kind of describes the feeling of the meadow, right? So why don't we go ahead and do our opening prayer. I begin by settling into the peace now. The peace that we are calling the meadow. The inward meadow. The inward lovely day. What's nice about the inward meadow is that we carry it with us everywhere we go. And we can access it whenever we genuinely choose to. We can also leave the meadow and go to the circus at any time. That opportunity is always provided to us to leave the meadow and go into the circus. And the opportunity is always provided for us to leave the circus and go into the meadow. There are maybe two questions to look at. One is, what do we want? And the other is, are we aware of our power of decision? Or do we think we're victim to outside circumstances and the mind? If we think that we are victim, help us to see this isn't true. Help us to realize how easily accessible the inner meadow is. Help us to see it's always only a breath away, a shift of attention, just a choice. Amen. All right, I am going to turn the mic over to Cheryl Kaplan, and she is going to read the circus and the meadow for us from the teachings of Inner Ramana. So Cheryl, the mic is yours.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you, Regina, for this opportunity. The circus and the meadow. The mind is very active. If you watch it, you will see it is much like acrobats in a circus. It is always jumping this way and that, bending and turning. And it has some very amazing moves. But it is a circus. It is not at all representative of reality. In fact, it is a complete distraction from reality. You will never notice reality if you remain focused on the circus act of the mind. So now, our primary interest is to lose interest in the mind. It is very tempting to pay attention to it, just as a great circus act catches the desire of your attention. But deep within you, there is a desire that wants to settle within the meadows that surround the circus tent more than you want to be caught up in the circus. So we are turning our attention from the ups and downs and spins and tumbles of the mind to the everlasting tranquility of the meadows. And there is much happening in the meadows too, but it is real, which is much different than the circus. True stillness can be achieved by quieting the mind through meditative practices for a part of the day and then being wrapped up in the stories of the mind the rest of the day. This is like running in and out of the circus. Sure, you may experience all the tranquility of the meadow, but you are still addicted to the hype of the circus. The circus reminds you, I lost my place, I'm so sorry. The circus reminds you, remains real for you. You will never be free through partial abidance. Only total abidance can be totally freeing. The mind is going to want to think. You are going to be drawn back into the circus, but an inner response to this desire, as soon as you notice it, is most helpful to awakening. The inner response is one that turns your attention from the noise of the circus to the quiet love for the meadow. This is the purpose of the mantra I have given you. It consistently and repeatedly throughout the day turns your attention from the circus and back toward the meadow, which is your truest of desires. Wear the mantra like a layer of clothing. Practice it throughout the day, whatever you are doing. The mantra cannot be practiced too much, as we are teaching the mind through desire to remain still. Surrender is a means of living within the world while releasing your attachment to the circus. The body remains, as do the senses of sight, smell, hearing, taste, and touch. In this way, interaction with the world is non-avoidable as long as the image of the world remains in the mind. Attachment to the world continues to build the image of the world and all of the false concepts it represents. Non-attachment through surrender releases the world within the mind, which allows a slowing of its images and a fading of illusion from sight. Attachment keeps the world going. The circus is in full swing. Non-attachment lets it fade until only the meadows remain. Sitting with me for a few hours each day is also helpful, because my presence and my certainty strengthen your resolve. In this way, I ask you to be my student. When the mind is not occupied in the silence of the mantra, let it be used for the purpose of surrender. This way the mind is always used purposefully, and one's toes will wiggle and curl delightfully as they feel the coolness of the meadow's ground beneath them. Surrender of the common practice of the day, such as what to eat, where, when to sleep, what to say, and when to speak. Surrender to practices is letting go of ego, because ego indulges itself, its sense of self, through ordinary practices such as these. Even after following a practice of surrender, mind will want to think about that practice. Will want to be proud of listening, for listening and following. Or it will want to analyze the meaning of the act you were guided to follow. Or it will want to imagine the results, the impact, or the next step. All of this is returning to the circus. So, when you see the mind acting in this way, practice the mantra to return the mind to the meadow. Question for the inner teacher. What do I do with this strong resistance to the practices you are asking me to keep? Answer. Understand that all resistance comes from your willingness to listen to resistance before. It is an echo from the past that is being picked up and heard now. To look to it again is like shouting into a cave again. The echo will only return. One may stand at the mouth of the cave and shout at his own echo forever, and the echo will not die. It will only return more frequently. And if his shouts get louder, the echo will grow louder too. The way to end the feeling of resistance is to stop shouting into the cave. Be gentle with yourself. When you are feeling resistance, quietly and gently practice the mantra anyway. This practice will not hurt you. And because you are passing on the temptation to shout into the cave, the echoes are beginning to die. And practice will come more easily in the future.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. Yeah, Lynn has written, love the birds. And that was my first thought when you took the mic. I could hear the birds. And I thought, oh, look, she's in the meadow reading about the circus in the meadow. You know, every now and then I'll read something that's fairly brief. And my thought is, boy, that's all I need. You know, like we do so much reading, but that's all I really need. And that's how I feel about this message, the circus in the meadow. Like it has everything in it. That's all that we really need. You know, we don't have to read anything else. And I know that many of us have read it before, but it's really sweet, I think, to return to it every now and then, since it does have everything in it in a very simple way. Based on my memory, which is not the best memory in the world, the last time that I taught a weekly gathering, I talked about wanting, I think. And what I remember from that weekly gathering is we talked about how whenever we want anything, and no matter what it appears that we want, what's really in that, if we would start asking, why do I want that, what we would really find is that what we are seeking is that consistent happiness, that consistent peace. And we think that this relationship or getting out of this relationship or more money or moving or, you know, whatever is going to get us there. And that's why the other wants are there. But in reality, what we want is that consistent peace and happiness. That's what we seek. It's the only thing we really want. And that's the meadow. That's the meadow. And the interesting thing is the meadow is always here. It's always here. It's only a choice away, a decision away. And we forget that. And the reason that we forget that is because we listen to the mind. One reason only. We listen to the mind. Today, the Awakening Together radio is not working well. It has very poor sound. And this was, for me, this was realized yesterday at 10 minutes till 4 in the afternoon. I got an email from George Maddox, and I went and checked, and you know, he was letting me know it sounded terrible, and I went and checked, and he was right, it sounded terrible. Ken is away. Now, I do have a key to Ken's house, and he only lives 3 minutes away, and it seems like it'd be a very easy thing to run over there and at least try rebooting the computer to see if that would fix it, and maybe that would fix it. We won't know till we try. Except, like I mentioned, I discovered this at 10 minutes till 4. At 4 o'clock, I was scheduled to leave the house with my daughter, drive up to Colorado Springs. We had reservations in a fondue restaurant for a mother-daughter cheese and chocolate fondue. And then we had tickets to go to a play. We got home around 10:30 at night last night. And then this morning, I'm not only the minister, but I was the admin. So I needed to be able to be up and ready to admin by 7:15 my time. And I also happen to have had for the last 2 weeks another date with my daughter. I told her I was admin until 11:30 my time today, but I told her I would be off by 11:30 and I had to be back by 5 because that's when Seven Steps is my time. But in the time in between, we could go to the zoo. So my entire weekend is kind of planned, and even getting over to Ken's house to attempt to reboot the computer. It's like, wow, I don't know if that's going to fit in. And so I'm okay. I am okay with this, except for like maybe 5 minutes this morning. There was 5 minutes this morning when then there was this thought that I have to squeeze in getting over to Ken's house and trying to fix the computer sound if I could. And in that 5 minutes, that's when I went to the circus. It's not the outer, all of the stuff that I'm doing, right? I need to do this and then this and then this and, you know, going from one thing to another in a very, you know, I don't know, what appears to be busy way. That actually doesn't bother me. I tell people, you know, if you know Regina, she uses up every single minute. There aren't really wasted minutes in Regina's life. You know, between the responsibilities of being, the president minister, having my own spiritual practice time, housework, yard work, walking Jamie, being with family, you know, all of these things certainly fill up my day. My day is full from the time I get out of bed to the time I go to bed every day. But that's not the circus. The circus came from that 5 minutes when the thought entered my mind that I had to do this. I had to get over there, even if it doesn't fit, even if it doesn't occur naturally for me to get over there, that somehow I had to force that into the day. Get over there and fix that radio. That's when the circus came. And let me tell you what something else that came. And Lynn just says, by the way, that she's broadcasting right now on ACIM Gather Radio. So if somebody has to listen on the radio, that's another possibility, I suppose. But as I was saying, the circus came from the 5 minutes when I thought I had to squeeze this in. And during that 5 minutes when the circus came, I want to tell you something else that came. The thought came to somehow find a way of leaving this busy life. like it thought the busy life was the problem. Somehow find a way of leaving this busy life. It quickly looked at my finances in my mind, thought, boy, if I sold the house, if I sold everything, I could go somewhere really cheap and I could probably manage until I'm on Social Security, and then I could live on Social Security. I don't need much. I can get out of here. And this all happened very rapidly because, you know, the mind is very quick. But let me tell you what happened next. The next thing that happened was the memory of my teaching, which I think was my last weekly gathering teaching. That when the mind wants something, if the mind wants to get out of this busy life, what it really wants is the inner meadow. And so all I had to do is return to the inner meadow, and the whole thing died. The whole thing died. So it was a very, very brief trip to the circus, a recognition of what I really wanted, and then a decision to return. And that's all we have to do. And it doesn't even have to be a 5-minute trip to the meadow, to the circus. It's just sometimes it takes us that long to realize, oh my gosh, I got out of the meadow. I need to get back, right? And that's what this message is all about. It's just the choice to return to the meadow. And the message tells us the tools that help us return to the meadow. The tool that I remembered first this morning was surrender. That's one of the tools that's talked about in this message. If we stay in intuitive surrender, we do not have to go into the circus. So the way that worked for me this morning, you know, when my mind entered into this 5-minute circus, it, you know, again, the thought that took me into the circus was I have to get over there today and see if I can fix that radio. The thought that helped return me to the meadow was no, all I need to do is pay attention to intuition. If it becomes obvious, if intuition like opens up this opportunity to go and fix the radio, then I will. And if it doesn't, I won't. End of story. No pressure on me. And I was able to return to the meadow. And what returns me to the meadow, I don't know. There's this curiosity. I don't know how today is going to turn out. Right? I don't know if it's going to work out that I get over there or if it's going to work out that I don't. But in the I don't know, one finds the meadow. Notice the I know mind in I have to get over there. You hear that I know? See, I know something. In the I know mind is the circus. In the I don't know mind, but I trust. If there's really a trust in the I don't know mind, I trust that intuition will lead me perfectly today. Perfect for everyone. And I don't even have to understand it. Let's go with the assumption. Again, I don't know what's going to happen, but let's go with the assumption that intuition doesn't open up an opportunity to go over there today, and I don't go, and the radio is still poor tonight and, you know, all day tomorrow until King gets home. Well, I mean, part of me wants to say, so what? You know, maybe there are some people who listen on the radio who also need to just accept this temporary period of not being able to do that. I mean, I don't know. You know, one of the things that the message of Inner Ramana says, and this is important too, this message we just read, The Circus in the Meadow, it says that even if we follow guidance, even if we follow surrender, that the mind wants to get in there again and think about why. So it's the mind that wants to get in there and think about if Regina doesn't get over there today and the radio quality remains poor for another 24 hours, why? You know, we want to think about that. What's the advantage? Well, maybe some people need to let go, or maybe, you know, whatever other stories we would make up. But just as I started to do that just now, what popped into my mind was the realization that I was going into making up stories. I was entering back into the circus again. And so instead, I stepped out and went into this explanation of that. That's a perfect example of what we do, isn't it? You know, I was guided to blank, and then we make up the because. Oh, this is why I'm guided to do that. This is what's going to come of it or whatever, right? And what the teachings of Inner Ramana tells us is that's entering right back into the circus. In fact, let me turn to that paragraph because there are a few things here it says are entering right back into the circus even if we remember to follow surrender. It says, even after following a practice of surrender, mind will want to think about that practice. It will want to be, here's one thing, proud for listening and following, right? Proud of myself for remembering to follow guidance. It will want to analyze the meaning of the act you were guided to follow. You know, why did we go over and fix the computer, the radio computer, or why did we not? You know, it wants to figure that out. What's the reason for that? It will want to imagine the results. It will want to imagine the impact. Or it wants to imagine the next step. Like I remember when I received the guidance to move to Pueblo, people were always asking me, why are you going to Pueblo? You know, and I didn't know. And I told them I didn't know. But, I mean, dozens upon dozens of people asked me why. You know, everybody wants to know the next step. Why? Right? All of this is returning to the circus. All of this is returning to the circus. So when you see the mind acting in this way, practice the mantra to return the mind to the meadow. I think all that's really important is that we know where we want to be. We don't even have to figure out where we want to be. As I mentioned, I think it was the last weekly gathering talk I gave that pointed out very clearly that where we want to be is in consistent happiness and peace. And all of these other apparent wants, the only reason we want them is we think they're the means to finally getting there. You know, if I can get out of all of my responsibilities and get into a quiet life somewhere, then I can be in the consistent peace and happiness of the meadow. Right? Or, you know, if I could, you know, just make more money, right? Just make more money so I never have to worry about money again, then I can get to the consistent peace and happiness of the meadow. Or, again, I have one friend, she's kind of funny. She talks about how, you know, all she wanted was to get married. And then once she was married, all she wanted was to get a divorce. And then once she was divorced, all she wanted was to get married. You know, because the meadow was always out there somewhere, right? It was just, you know, the change had to keep happening. So if we realize that all we really want is the meadow, if we just know that right up front, then maybe we won't be tricked by these other thoughts. Again, this morning when I went into the circus for 5 minutes, the thought that woke me up was the reminder that I just wanted the meadow. Oops. Somebody's calling for an audio of NTI. We'll just let that go to voice. I don't know if you guys can hear it, but I can hear it. So I'm going to pause for a moment. It kind of gets in the way of my talking. He wants it before they leave on a trip. Hopefully today, so I'll try to remember to call him back. We want him to take it on a trip too, right? Okay, so all I needed to remember is that I wanted to be in the meadow. And then the meadow is right here. Right here. Right now. In the midst of everything as it is. Isn't that wonderful? I mean, all that we want is already here. Think about that for a moment. Good morning, Jasmine. Jasmine is coming to get the dog.
Jamie, we're going to walk?
Because?
We're going to walk?
Go with Jasmine.
Do you want to go to walk?
Because as I've pointed out to you all today, we have a planned day, right? I admin until 11:30 my time, and then I have a date.
Goodbye.
I have a date with my daughter to go to the zoo, and then I need to be back by 5 to teach 7 steps, right? I've told you all of this. And so a part of all of this organization is that, you know, Jamie is another thing. It's an hour every day taking Jamie out. So Jasmine's taking Jamie while I do this morning, so that will be taken care of. See what I mean? Maybe there will be time to go start the radio. Maybe there will not be. But the meadow's here anyway. The meadow is always present. And another thing that this message, the circus and the meadow, tells us is it gives us the tool of surrender, which I said I'll just follow intuition all day and we'll see what happens as we go through the day. We'll find out. But the other tool it gives us is the mantra. It says, the mind is going to want to think. You are going to be drawn back into the circus. Now listen to this sentence. But an inner response to this desire, as soon as you notice it, is most helpful to awakening. The mind is going to want to think. You are going to be drawn back into the circus, but an inner response to this desire, as soon as you notice it, is most helpful to awakening. The inner response is one that turns your attention from the noise of the circus to the quiet love for the meadow. This is the purpose of the mantra I have given you. It consistently and repeatedly throughout the day, turns your attention from the circus and back toward the meadow, which is your truest of desires. Now, the mantra that we are given from the inner Ramana is, I am that I am. And you know what, Cheryl? I see that you are willing to take over as admin an hour early today. And if you can do that, great. I will use that hour to run over and restart the radio and see if that fixes it. So I'll chat with you via text about that. I don't even know if I can chat with you via text about that because for the full hour after I finish the gathering, I will still have the mic. So maybe I'll just see you then. How's that sound? Yeah. So what this is saying is that the mantra, again, is used to help you make that transition. It's really a transition tool to transition from the circus to the meadow. And the mantra that's given to us with inner Ramana is, I am that I am. And when it gives us the mantra, it also gives us some rules for using the mantra. Let me find those rules really quickly and let's go over them. Page 13, instructions for using the mantra. Okay, so the first instruction for using the mantra is, use the mantra as often as you remember. Use the mantra as often as you remember. And in fact, the message that Cheryl read today, the circus in the meadow, says to wear it like a layer of clothing, right? The second rule, it can be done with eyes open or eyes closed. And it tells us that eyes closed helps bring full focus to the mantra. But if we're involved in an activity such as driving, or maybe if we're in a conversation with someone and closing our eyes would look weird, we can keep the eyes open and say it to ourselves. The third thing, practice the mantra with love and devotion. Not hurriedly. It's not going to work if you go, I am that I am, and then get back to the circus. Remember, the purpose of the mantra is it's a bridge. So you want to say it to yourself slowly with love and devotion. You're bridging yourself out of the circus back to the meadow. And then be willing to stay in the stillness of the mantra. In other words, be willing to stay in the motto, in the meadow. Many of us are in the gentle healing group, which means that what we have every day is a course lesson. I would say that's also the purpose of the course lesson. The course lesson is, you could say, today's mantra. Right? So it isn't just about, although the course may recommend, doing it every hour or so. It isn't about becoming mechanical. I think maybe in the beginning it is a little bit because, the course is primarily designed for beginners, which means people who don't think about the meadow at all. They're caught in the circus of the mind all day long. And sometimes a part of getting out of the circus and into the meadow is becoming a little bit mechanical. You know, remembering to do that every hour or remembering to do that every 15 minutes, right? Because this is someone who really needs training. It's like when you first start training your dog to come when you call its name, some trainers will recommend that you have it on a long leash. And then when you call its name, you start pulling the leash in, right? But is your dog ever going to learn to come when you call its name if you always leave it on that long leash? Eventually, you have to take that long leash off and call its name, right? And then it might be, the next step might be you call its name, and when it does come, you give it a little treat. But eventually, it has to come whether there's a treat or not. Well, the course is a mind training thing. So in the beginning, we're doing it every hour, every half hour, every 15 minutes, very mechanical. That's the leash. That's the leash. But eventually we want to get away from that to where we understand the purpose of the mantra, whether it's I am that I am or whether it's the course lesson or whether it's just a deep breath. The purpose is that it's a bridge out of the circus back to the meadow. We just want to learn to abide in the meadow. Abide in trust. Abide in peace. Abide in happiness. Abide as we are, regardless of what's going on. Because we can. And we want to. And it's only a decision away. So with that, what I'm going to do is play a song now so that we can contemplate really how easy this is, right? Like I said, my day is still, and Cheryl's offered some help, and that's great. But, tomorrow's going to come, and it's going to be busy. And all of that has nothing to do with anything. That's the important part. No matter what's going on, it has nothing to do with whether I'm in the circus or the meadow. The only thing that matters is my desire, recognizing my desire, and my choice. And by the way, tomorrow's course lesson is the power of decision is mine, right? Or something similar to that. The wording may be slightly off. So I'm going to play another song that reminds me of the inner meadow. Oh, the power of decision is my own. Thank you very much. That's tomorrow's lesson. So it'll give us the opportunity to contemplate this again for two more days, right? There's just a decision away. So I'm going to play a song now. Again, it's another song that reminds me of the inner meadow, and this has been one of my favorite songs since I was like 12 or something. So it shows how much I've always wanted this inner meadow, right? You guys might like this song too. It's by John Denver. Do you know what it's going to be? Sunshine on My Shoulders, the inner meadow. Here we go. By the way, if you want to make a donation to Awakening Together, Barb will give you that link so that you can do so. Thanks, Barb.
Sunshine on my shoulders makes me happy. Sunshine in my eyes can make me cry. Sunshine on the wall. So lovely. give to you. A day just like today.
Tell you all something. I was on a silent retreat at the Abbey here in Canyon City a few years ago. Some of you were there. And I was sitting in a meadow at the Abbey, and it was in October, and it was such a gorgeous day. I mean, just the perfect temperature. The sky was just dark blue. The colors of the leaves were like orange and red and yellow, and I mean, just perfect. I was literally sitting in a meadow. And I was contemplating the seven steps, and I was contemplating a quote about how in awakening there is no world. And I felt this sadness because I didn't want to give up the meadow that I was sitting in. I mean, it's like I love the world. I love this meadow. I love this blue sky. I love this perfect day. I love this sunshine on my shoulders. That's what I love most about life. I don't want to give that up. And I really had to sit and look at that because the quote was talking about how there is no world. But the awakening is that inner meadow that never ends. That moment of me sitting in that perfect weather, that perfect meadow, you know, that was a temporary moment, and the world isn't full of that. The world isn't full of that. But the awakening is. You see, that's what we really want. So this is the part of the weekly gathering where you all get to share. So anyone who has anything that you would like to share about today's reading or my sharing on that reading, please put up your hand and I will pass the mic to you so that you can share. All right, Cheryl, the mic is yours.
Thank you, Regina. Yeah, I had a beautiful morning. Got up really early and started with my morning ritual, meditation, listening to the daily lesson. Even I've been doing the musical lessons as well, and I am visiting my dear friends Dan and Carol Maynard in Michigan. There was a retreat yesterday, a gathering of teachers, and Maria Felipe came through with her book tour, so I really wanted to see her and, you know, thought it would be nice. All the while I knew I was, you know, committed and I wanted to come and do the reading. So, you know, I just basically mentioned to Dan and Carol, so what are your plans today? I just want to make sure that it all work out. And I was having issues with connecting to the internet off and on for about 2 hours. Meanwhile, I was still feeling very peaceful, but then there was a part of me that was going into the circus of, oh my gosh, I can't let Regina down. I don't want to let Regina down. Oh my gosh. So I realized, wait a minute, you know, it's okay. Just let her know you're having issues with the internet. It's not, I mean, that's no reflection. You know, so it was really helpful because I was getting prompts to stay here because Dan and Carol had gone to service. And I did end up going to service with them, but it was very loud. There was really no place quiet that I could do the reading. And so I just asked Carol, is it okay if you just take me back to your house? And it turns out that this is exactly what I wanted anyway, to sit in the backyard on their deck and listen to the beautiful, beautiful birds and the wind blowing. I mean, it's just so serene. So it just helped to remind me that, again, it is not the form. It is not the outside. It isn't even my thoughts. The thoughts keep me in the circus.
Yes.
But it's my remembrance of why. Why do I want to stay in the meadow? Because it's peaceful. It's joyful. My heart is expanding. That's all I want to do. It's not about looking good. It's not about letting Regina down. It's about being in the meadow. So thank you for giving me that opportunity, Regina. And I love you all.
Yeah, thank you, Cheryl. And, you know, there was another time when my reader wasn't able to take the mic for some reason. I don't remember why, but she couldn't take the mic, and I just did the reading. And I think there was another time when halfway through, a reader started getting very choppy, so choppy that we couldn't understand what she was reading, and I just did the reading, you know, so. Yeah. I mean, you know, again, it is all of those thoughts that we have, right? I mean, we can all hear the thought that Cheryl had, this thought of letting Regina down, which, of course, we can trace back very quickly. It's the I am bad thought, right? it's the circus. That's what stresses us out, causes us fear, causes us pain, causes us suffering. It's the mind. All we need to do is stay out of the mind, you know. Just sit back within ourselves in the meadow and be there and then let it unfold. And we will know our part. Lynn, I see your hand. The mic is yours.
All right. Thank you. Hopefully you can hear me. My grandson was messing with my microphone last night. So good. Yay. So what comes up for me with all of this is that I have discovered in myself, surprisingly enough, this intense desire to be in control of whatever seems to be occurring and to somehow or the other know what needs to happen and guide everything into place, make everything happen the way that I think it should be. And, you know, I never really realized what a controlling person I was, because I thought that I was all pretty relaxed and just let everything happen kind of person. And, I realized that that was what was causing so much conflict with me inside of myself, because, I couldn't relax and let everything happen. I had to make sure that everyone was all right. I had some idea that I was responsible for everything that happens in the world, which is true. I know that now. I recognize that, yes, I am responsible for everything that's happening in the world. And there's no need to even think about what to do about it or changing or anything, because I'm also responsible for allowing those things to happen as they are in the script without being confused or afraid, afraid that somehow things will not work out. It's that lack of faith. It's that lack of trust. It's a belief that somehow or the other, I have the ability to change what God made, to change anything in the world, to change the script. And thank God I don't have the ability to change the script, because that would be a disaster. We would know, you know what kind of control freak I am now, so you would all be doing what I wanted. It doesn't work that way. The only way to control is to let go. To let go of the desire to make anything be anything other than what it is, and to recognize that it's all perfect the way it is. And yes, I don't have faith and trust in God. I don't have faith and trust that if I believe that something can happen, that something can go wrong, then I'm in a terrifying place. I'm terrified. And so for me, it was just recognizing that the only thing I can control is my own reactions not even the reaction, my reaction to the reaction. That's the only thing I can control, is my reaction to my reaction. Because Lynn, this body, this thing, it has its own ideas. And I used to believe that they were mine. And now I just recognize it's everything that's in the script has nothing to do with me at all. And yet now I can let go. Let go of the shore and let the water carry you. That's it. Anyway, thank you, Regina. Wonderful morning this morning. Thank you, Cheryl. And here's the mic back.
Yeah, thank you. And, you know, one of the things I love is, you know, Cheryl and Lynn and I have just given simple examples of how we all enter back into that circus, right? You know, I have to make this work out. I can't let her down. I have to make sure I get this into the day. You know, these are simple, simple thoughts that drag us right back into that circus. So, you know, we can all pay attention to that and spend more time in the meadow. What I am going to do is play a song that will formally end our weekly gathering today. It is another mantra, by the way. It's the mantra, be still and know that I am God. Another really famous mantra that people use as a bridge from the circus to the meadow. And then after that, we're going to go into the fellowship half hour where you can share more on this message, on this teaching, on this thought process. And Jacqueline is going to be kind enough, even though I'm really responsible for the fellowship gathering today because I'm filling in for Ken. I also need to save this audio and upload it, and my computer won't let me have the mic to lead the fellowship and save the weekly gathering audio and upload it at the same time. So Jacqueline has been kind enough to say she'll take over for a little bit while I do that. And when I get that done, I'll put my hand up, and then I will return, and I will be here with you for the fellowship as well as the half hour after the fellowship. And I'm going to, in that time, read from NTI, read the weekly reading that's part of Gentle Healing. So if you're available to hang around with me, please do. If your intuition leads you away, then follow that. And I will. I'll say hello to the animals at the zoo when I get there. All right, so here's another mantra. This is a band called The River's Voice, and it's Be Still and Know That I Am God. Thank you for coming to our weekly gathering, by the way. Just hear that song transitioning you from the circus to the meadow, can't you? And yeah, happy Father's Day, everyone. And Jacqueline, I'm going to release the mic to you, and I will put my hand up when I'm able to take it back. Thanks for helping me out today.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Can you hear me?